trying to figure out.
You got one of those Vikings. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't go for the store for that, but I saw it, so I was like, gotta get it, you know.
Oh, you were at the store.
The liquor store.
Not for that. And you saw it and said, hey, gotta do it.
The liquor store.
That is correct.
Apple Valley Liquor, right down the road there.
Yeah.
They've got the UTEPless, the K-Fan beer.
Udabills?
Yeah, the UTEPless.
I was like, what? Bless you.
Thank you.
So, like, the liquor store for you is, like, Target for middle-aged women.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just go in for one
so,
thing and...
Oh, dude. It's so true.
And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How are we doing, fellas?
I'm doing a lot better with these mics.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Well, we never really left, but we have our old microphones back, as well as Brent. So we're not fully set up in the studio, but we are in Brent's studio.
Yeah, it's a makeshift studio today, but it's a studio nonetheless.
It's very exciting. I enjoy this.
Let's not do that.
I feel more at home with these microphones.
Yeah, I do too.
Rather than using the one in the middle, which is a very good microphone.
It is.
I feel like we're actually just like doing a podcast right here, though.
Yeah.
Instead of
just a round table discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But how was your guys' weeks? First weeks of 2020.
I know.
Happy New Year, guys.
We did a podcast
on the 4th.
Yeah.
I don't think we really said any like happy holidays, happy New Year
at the end.
Did we?
I think we did. We were cheersing again and sounding really cool.
Yeah,
with those
skulls.
We're very far away from each other, so we should all have two.
Yeah.
And then we can clink.
Clink clink. Yeah. But they didn't get to hear that sound last week.
It didn't sound
It came
like
out
it.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that part. I just listened to the beginning.
That's me too.
I skipped forward to that part.
Just that part.
I heard us talk about basketball, where we cheers because we talked about baseball.
Yep.
Right, you guys need to talk about basketball? Nope. All right, cool. It's cool.
Cool.
Cheers again.
Do it again?
Should we do this? Knock this out?
Yeah.
We can.
All right.
This is also very exciting.
Very exciting.
Matty P, start us off here, would you?
All right, well... would you like to receive delicious cookies to your door every month? Would you also like them to look cool? Megs and Pigs Bakes is your answer. We've seen Megs and Pigs. Wow. We've seen Megs and Pigs Bakes do some really cool designs on her cookies. Like she's done Vikings helmets and Twins jersey cookies and Twins baseball cookies. And a lot of other really cool designs for Easter and Christmas and Halloween.
We did the... My sister Brittany bought the turkey box.
Oh, the turkey cookies.
Yeah.
See, that's...
That was a good one.
That's a family tradition that we've always done
really?
Since we were little, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It was a box that it came in, and it came with frosting, like piping, like the bags to actually pipe it. Cookies and some like other little...
Chocolate stars and chocolate chips and then candy corn to make the feathers.
Yeah. And so we had the nephews over and they made their little turkeys.
Sweet.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
No, it's really cool. So if you think that sounds really cool, you guys don't have to wait for a special event or a holiday to get these delicious hand-decorated sugar cookies.
That's right. Megs and Pigs Bakes is offering a cookie subscription box. For $36 a month, you can get 24 cookies packaged and delivered to your door within the Twin Cities area every month. To sign up for your first month's box today and save $6 off every month's box, go to Megs and Pigs Bakes on Facebook and message with the promo code NorthStar. That's now $30 a month for 24 delicious cookies for a price of only $1.25 a cookie. It's a deliciously cute deal that you can't refuse. Buy it month by month or prepay for 3 months in advance. Get this deal and have your baking needs taken care of.
What a good deal.
Yeah, right?
That's a good deal.
Right? That's awesome.
Each box will be delivered on the 7th of every month with a different theme every month. Megs and Pegs Bakes will be sure to surprise will be sure to surprise and delight you. Excuse me. The February box is set to Valentine's theme. You guys a little feeling the love this month? This coming month here?
I think so.
I'm feeling the love.
It's Steph's wedding. Steph's wedding is that right. month, so definitely. Ooh. And the day after Valentine's Day, so.
Ooh. There we go.
Very loving. Loving, for sure.
Sorry. Take the stress of getting your loved one a box of chocolates. Instead, get them a box of cookies that will say, I love you, in a creative way. 24 cookies that will be sure to make them fall in love with you even more. Again, save $6 off a month. Sorry, I gotta. Again, save $6 off every month. I can't talk, boys. Again, save $6 off.
Need us to?
No, I got it.
Bring you home.
I got it. I'm sorry, Megan. Again, save $6 every month and go to Megs and Pegs Bakes on Facebook and message with the promo code NorthStar. Now that's $30 a month for 24 delicious cookies. We will edit the hell out of that.
Yes, we will.
But yeah, this is our first real sponsor.
Yeah.
We've been getting these cookies quite a bit. I should say. Mm-hmm. My sister has been sharing them with me.
Yes.
And they are very good cookies. They are very fun to do, especially with those boxes.
Yeah. She really enjoys doing that. So this is Megs and Pigs Bakes is my sister, Megan. We all know. The listeners might not, though. My sister, she started a little side business and loves to bake her sugar cookies and does some really cool decorations. She's done, like we mentioned, Vikings helmets. She did Green Bay and the Bears as kind of a package deal when in the middle of the season.
I saw the bride and groom one she just posted where it looked like a bride's dress. Mm-hmm. It was the shape of a heart, but then it looked like a bride's dress and then the groom. Yeah, that one was really, and then the piping on the dress, yeah, it looked like lace. Yep. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, she really likes doing it, and it's really cool. So, if you feel like you like cookies and would like to not have to bake, go ahead and check out Megs and Pigs Bakes on Facebook. Give a message with promo code NorthStar.
Promo code NorthStar.
Promo code NorthStar. thank you, Megan, and. Go enjoy some cookies. So let's get into last week's game with the Minnesota Vikings defeating the New Orleans Saints.
Skull.
What did you guys think of the game?
I thought it went really well. I thought we dominated almost all the game, pretty much, except for that. The end of that fourth quarter where they started marching and kept going. But our defense played really well.
They were legit.
From front to back, too.
Rhodes had a good game.
He did. He needed to. Playing on Michael Thomas for a majority of it. But yeah, I thought he did really well. I thought the whole team did well. Kirk Cousins did well.
Everybody, as always.
Everybody as a whole.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins didn't really drop a beat after the whole season. He's been what we've expected of what we've wanted him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he outplayed Drew Brees that game, which is exactly what we needed him to do. The defense kept them under 20 points.
That was me. Sorry.
Which is, I didn't even hear what.
I just was breathing in.
Yeah. My pretty good. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, kept them below 20 points, which is outstanding against a 13-3 team that has an outstanding offense with Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, it was. It was a very good game. Defense played legit. That throw to Thielen at the end of the game was a top play of the season.
Probably the best play of Kirk Cousins' career.
What a...
Best throw.
What a beautiful throw that was.
And the cool thing about that was that play happened while we were like 3-2.
Yeah.
And His same exact play. Throw to Thielen out. He missed the throw or whatever. That was when we had all those frustrations with Diggs and Thielen, and they were all like not getting the targets that they want, all that frustration. To have it come to that game, perfect throw to Thielen, end it to Kyle Rudolph. Good old reliable in the end zone. Get that touchdown for the overtime game winner.
Off that nice push off.
Or not. I didn't see anything.
It was fighting. It was hands fighting.
So I was watching the game live the entire time. I had practice at 3 o'clock that day. So I missed the last 2 minutes of the game.
Of regulation.
And then I missed overtime too.
So did you miss the fumble by Hunter too?
Yeah. And then I got done with practice, looked at my phone, and our big group message with all of us just blew up. I think there were like 15 messages. I'm like, oh no. What happened?
Missed another one.
Yeah.
So then I went home, and luckily I had DVR'd it, had it set to record. So I was able to watch the rest of it, but not watching it live, kind of.
I would have quit coaching if that was me.
I mean, I thought about it right then and there.
I would have just showed up a little bit later.
Yeah, I guess that works too.
Halfway through practice.
Yeah. They would understand.
We were on the south rink too, so it was nice and small.
There you go.
But what did you guys? You must have saw some of it.
Yeah, I saw most of it, all of it actually.
Diggsy on the sidelines. I think you did. I send you guys the dig. Okay.
Yep.
Very interesting how people are fast to judge based off of. Don't get me wrong. He looked awful on the sidelines, throwing his helmet and all that stuff. I completely get that. But it's just funny how fast we are to judge that, and we really don't understand the whole picture. But yet we will call him such a baby and such a – and a lot of other things that a lot of other people would tweet out. But without knowing the full story, that he was just mad and he was getting double-teamed. And that was a legit – like, he was upset about that, which I understand.
Yeah.
And but it was funny to see that video where he's telling Cousins, don't force S to me. Like, just you do you. I'm just upset about myself and about how they're covering me. So what was your initial thought on it? And then now seeing that video or seeing what he has said, your thoughts on him now?
That's just how the world is now. Everyone is just, they want that quick reaction. They want it as soon as Diggs had that blowout, he's a selfish wide receiver, just like all the rest of them. He only wants his stats. He doesn't care about the wins or wins or losses. He only cares about what the end result for him is. And everyone falls to that in this world now with social media and how quick we get everything. And most of the time you're only getting small glimpses of videos that are only clipped to what they want you to believe. And to see that video of him being a team player, essentially, to Kirk Cousins saying, don't worry about me, do what you have to do to win the game.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was ever a super selfish wide receiver, like an Antonio Brown or and Odell Beckham Jr. I don't think he was ever on that level of selfishness, and I could be wrong about those guys too, because we don't know the full story on anybody, to be completely honest. But Diggs, he definitely is very emotional, and even our head coach has been quoted saying that he's a very emotional guy. He gets into the games, and to hear him be such a team player is exactly what you want to hear out of anybody on the Vikings team right now, especially in playoff time, going into next week against the 49ers. And that's the toughest task of the year so far. And the number one seeded team, amazing offense with Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, that's something that we have to do as a team. We can't do it with one person alone.
Exactly. And like we did, I like what you said all around. Just everybody's so quick to judge, but you know, once you get to see that whole picture, once he comes out and says, look, I was just mad that I was getting, I'm going to be honest. I was one of those people that was judging, like, dude, get your ass together. Come on. Like, this is a playoff game. We don't need this right now. But then after hearing, you know, what he came out and said and say, look, I was just mad. I'm getting double teamed over here. So there's no way for me to get free to get the ball to help out my team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, you know, it's all about, you know, a team in playoffs at this point.
And we all understand that being athletes before, you get very emotional during games. Sometimes you say things and the way that you act isn't how you are as a person or how you want to portray as a teammate.
Yeah.
So him, the double teaming, that was a spot of Stephon Diggs that probably rarely comes out.
Yeah.
Over a lot of frustration and a lot of stress. So, yeah, it was just really good to see that in a team and a teammate. Especially to Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm. I think we are right to judge that way, though. I mean, you named a couple guys that, yeah, we might think, and there might be other backstories to it.
Guys have a worse track record.
And those guys have been called up by their teammates in the locker room. Like,
yeah.
And it's on record that... I could amp that up.
So.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, there's been
Diggs,
people. Diggs has
never, he's
been,
never
talked
been on
about
that
like
level.
That.
It kind of came out this year, really.
Yeah.
That Diggs is he's just an emotional guy. He gets really into the games, and sometimes it's harder for guys to control that better than others, and keeping composure and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yep. Sweet. You want to do a recap quick on our bet with the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, we can.
I can pull it up quick.
You got it? Yep. Otherwise, I got it on my computer.
I didn't do very well as you're doing that. I think I got 1 out of 4 correct on the first round of games.
That is correct.
You got the Seahawks game correct, which we all picked.
Yeah.
Brett and I came out pretty good. We both got 3 out of the 4 games,
three
right?
3 out of 4, yep.
Brent, you missed the Patriots game, but got the Bills game. The Texans game, and I was the opposite. I got the Patriots game. I got the Titans beating the Patriots and missed the Houston Bills game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend for football.
It was.
It was very
good.
Fun. We had a good time at our party.
We did.
At our kegger party. And
always a good time.
I'm heading over there tomorrow during the Vikings game to try to finish up the keg. We're not going to finish it up, but
no.
It's still there.
It's still there?
Yeah. We figured we might as well keep it.
Don't you have to, like, return that at a certain time?
No, you just got to return it. Because, like, you could get that and put it in a kegerator and keep it at your home bar.
That's true.
So it's there's no time limit, per se.
No.
They just keep your money until then. But so then this weekend we have... the Titans versus the Ravens.
We all took Baltimore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is kind of expected.
I mean,
yeah.
I think we're all just happy that the Patriots aren't in the playoffs anymore.
I am. I'm ecstatic.
We have the Chiefs versus the Texans.
We all took the Chiefs.
Yep.
Correct. So we all agree on the AFC.
Yes.
Then we have the Packers versus Seahawks.
I think I said the Seahawks.
I think I said the Seahawks as well. Brent, you were the only one that said the Packers.
I did take the Packers, and I think that is because I want.
I would love to
the
see
NFC
that.
Championship to go through Lambeau.
I would love to see that
against
game.
Either the Vikings or the 49ers. Who?
I said the 49ers,
and Brent and I both said the Vikings.
That's correct. I want to see NFC Championship in Lambeau. Vikings versus Packers. Let's go
for everything. That bragging rights for. So much.
That's bragging rights for, like, a few years.
Yeah.
Until someone gets back to the Super Bowl.
Pretty much.
Obviously, that's what I want to see, too. It's a tough
task. You're betting with your head, not your heart.
Yeah, I don't see us beating the 49ers.
Why?
They're just really hard Ooh. Team to beat. They've got Jimmy. If Jimmy Garoppolo's,
what's your idea?
Which one do you have?
The blonde. Oh. Sorry, Kyle.
Jimmy Garoppolo's had a really good year. George Kittle is an unstoppable tight end. They have a really good run game with two or three running backs. Emmanuel Sanders as a very good wide receiver. Their front line on defense is all first rounders.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're the first seed. The argument that I would say for the Vikings, though, the first seed to the third and fourth seeds in the NFC, there isn't much of a difference.
No, there's not.
If that makes sense. So, like, the six teams that got in, there was a reason why they got in. They're all very similar in how they got in. They're very good teams, and the win-loss records don't really matter in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
And they have home field advantage, which is always tough to go against.
I like what you said there about how the NFC teams are very similar. I know you just kind of prefaced the 1-4 seeds are very similar. But I think if you compare the Vikings to the 49ers on defense and on offense, we are almost like, I mean, the 49ers probably, yes, have a bit better defense than we do. But I think I heard on KFan today that we have the same exact amount of sacks this year.
It's cool.
At 48 or something like that.
It's cool.
And I think our offense is just as good as their offense, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo playing in his first playoff game.
I'm not one that... I don't see that as an issue.
As a factor?
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Is I know there are quarterbacks that cannot win in the playoff game. Like, that can't win in the playoffs. Like, Tony Romo.
Yeah, that's
a great point. Prime example of it.
Aaron, no, that doesn't.
But, you know.
Russell Wilson. Tom Britt.
So there are quarterbacks that just have a tough time.
I'm out.
But it's also the teams. Like, I think quarterback records are so freaking stupid. What's the point? It's the whole freaking team. He's only on the field half the time.
That's a good point. Cousins was 0-1 in playoff starts going into last week.
And that's okay. What Cousins always says in his post-game interviews. It's like, it doesn't matter what the quarter... Like, yes, obviously it matters what the quarterback does. Like, he runs the offense, but it's a team game.
Yeah.
There's 51 other guys on that roster that are helping out the team.
Yeah.
Of course, the quarterback attributes probably the most, but if your defense can't stop them, that's not the quarterback's fault.
Yeah.
I think kind of what I'm going off of, or kind of what I wanted to go off of, was the pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's been to the playoffs, he's won Super Bowls as a backup.
Yeah, I understand that part.
But going in with the pressure of you're the number one seed in the NFC and you've never played... that's kind of what I think I wanted to go off of.
No, I get what you're saying. It was just...
I get where everything else is coming from, too.
I heard so much talk about it this week, and I was just like, shut up. No one cares about it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, Maria.
So, it was, I would say... The first eight games, I mean, we went through it on this show. The first eight games for the San Francisco were dog. They were nothing.
Yeah.
They really didn't have any competition. It did heat up at the end. They did lose a couple.
They beat Seattle.
They also won a couple.
Yeah.
Correct. But I don't know. It's just, I feel they are a beatable team that is untested in a way. I don't think Kyle Shanahan is a real...
Sean McVay. He's another Sean McVay.
He's a wannabe.
I mean, look.
But I mean, Sean McVay hasn't done much.
Look at what they did this year.
Nothing.
They went 8-8.
Nothing.
It was they were fighting for a playoff spot, but they missed it by a couple games.
I would guarantee you, San Fran misses the playoffs next year.
Ooh.
Hot take.
It happens every freaking year. Look at the Bears last year.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, we at least make the cut every year. But yes, we did. Well, I guess no, we didn't.
We were 13-3, and then we went 8-7-1. Yeah. It happens to every team. There's a little bit of a drawback there.
Yeah, but there, when the team, I mean, look at the Packers. Hate to admit it, but the Packers have always been up there.
Not so, the last. Except for when Aaron Rodgers gets hurt.
Gets hurt. Yeah. But I don't know. It's the Rams. I didn't have a good feeling about a couple of years ago. They did go to the Super Bowl, by all means.
That's a good season. They went.
Didn't show up, but they went.
They shouldn't have gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But it's just...
New Orleans fans didn't.
They're still pissed. But a good example, New Orleans. New Orleans is always in the mix for a Super Bowl. In the last 5 years, they have been.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's always one team that just shines. And I wouldn't doubt that the Ravens don't do it next year.
What do you mean?
You have a full, just go down a little.
They won't go 14-2.
They won't be the number one seed.
They'll go like 11-5 or 12-4.
Because they're going to have coaches for a whole off season sit down and watch tape on them. And they will figure out a scheme to beat Lamar Jackson.
And their coaches...
just what happens.
Yeah. Their coaches themselves are going to...
Have head coach jobs. Yeah.
I mean...
yeah, that's another thing. Is that once you have one good season, then the coaches leave and then...
Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say for the Vikings, we probably lucked out on being the sixth seed. Hindsight's 2020. I'd say we matched up better against the Saints than we did against...
the Eagles?
Against Eagles, Seattle, Packers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to play any of those teams in the first round.
I would have
especially
been,
away.
I would have been fine going to Lambeau.
And then now... I'd wait to go to Lambeau.
Yeah.
But... and now facing the 49ers, I do think we match up better against them, still against Seattle or the Packers.
Yeah.
Because of our track record. Mainly because of the quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are very... they know what they're doing. Yes, they know what they're doing at the position. Jimmy Garoppolo, we still don't really know what entails with him. So I think...
nothing. He's trash.
What is he, 20-5 as a starting quarterback in San Francisco?
Something like that, yeah.
He went 7-0 last season and got signed to a big contract and played two games or three games and lost all.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he got injured, and then which was probably the best thing that happened to the 49ers, because then they drafted Nick Bosa second overall.
Oh gosh, dude's an animal.
Did you guys see that video of Everson?
No,
last time they played San Fran.
Jimmy, that one?
Yeah.
We're coming for you, Jimmy.
Jimmy. I like you, Jimmy. Jimmy, I like you.
Oh, that's funny.
To be on the field and just hear the constant talking back and forth.
The mic'd up is the best stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Except for that Russell Wilson one.
That was so awkward.
Let's go!
It was like a...
every time.
It was like a guy who was like, oh, I can't swear, so now, gee dang it, good job, guys. That was swell.
What's his name?
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
He's never sworn in
his
life.
Gosh darn.
Dang it.
I tried my dang hardest. My god dang hardest.
That's funny.
Well, yeah. Anything else? What's your guys' prediction on the score? Vikings only.
Oh my gosh.
Vikings 49ers?
Yep. Okay, first, did you see Dave Ryan? Dave Ryan.
Both of them or just...
So Dave...
I didn't see Dave Ryan. I thought you were going to talk about the...
what'd he say?
Is that...
that was Dave Ryan.
It was?
Yeah, okay. KDWB bought a billboard in San Francisco.
I saw that. I didn't realize it was
KDWB, but it makes 100%.
Yeah.
101.3
cents. The score was Minnesota 101, San Fran 3. And I think they're pretty dang close.
Yes?
No. I'm going to go Vikings. I think it... Vikings 32, San Fran 24.
trying to do the math. No, I'm just...
I would say 49ers 28, Vikings 17.
Can we shut off his mic?
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
He has the power now.
I got the power! Vikings... Vikings 34.
Wow.
San Francisco... San Francisco 28.
So are you going 10 field goals and 2 safeties?
It only makes sense.
Nice.
2 safeties in a game. That would be unreal.
That's 10 Buck. Field goals.
And 10 field goals.
Irregardless.
Can't score a damn touchdown.
10 of 15. Just a very boring game.
His groin would hurt after that. Just so winging his leg.
Okay, so I was watching this the other day.
Whoa.
It happened, I don't even know, this year, I think, in London.
Well, what day was it?
July 31st.
But, like, of the week.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday? Sunday. Okay. Yeah. So now I understand.
So I was in London.
Yeah.
You were in London?
No.
Oh.
When so were you in London?
The NFL game was in London.
You didn't invite
London.
Us? Yeah.
Shut up! So they punted it out of their end zone with like some seconds left on the game, of the half.
How many seconds?
When the guy caught it and waved fair catch, there was 1 second left.
Ah.
So he did a fair catch, like pretty much on the 50-yard line. And... By that they did a free kick. I've never heard this before.
Free kick?
Was it Baltimore? I feel like Justin Tucker's done this.
No, it wasn't Baltimore. Okay. It was, I think it was Tampa.
Free
the
kick.
The Jaguars.
Yeah, actually it was.
They're always in London.
Their contracts
they
up this year.
They got a 5-year deal.
So
they're never in there ever again.
Never. So a free kick is when you call a fair catch. And you want to kick a field goal, and they can't line up on you like a normal, like it.
So he gets a free shot at it.
It's lined up like a kickoff, but yeah, he just can run up and kick the ball and through the uprights, and it's 3 points.
What?
It's the weirdest. I've never seen this before.
I need to look this up when we're done.
No, he missed. I don't know how he missed. I mean, it was 60 yards or whatever, but
I don't care.
Aren't they like?
You get
65,
paid.
70 yards away?
What?
From, like, if it's open, where are they on the field for,
It was wherever they fair catch it for this.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, where they're kicking off for, like...
I mean, they do put it through the upright sometimes with strong winds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was on, like, the 50, so it was a 60-yard field goal. And he had plenty of leg on it.
He just pushed it or pulled it?
Push.
It was a mix of
both. It was really cool, though. I suggest looking that up.
I need to.
Yes, you will.
Don't tell me what I mean.
You guys want to talk about hockey at all?
Yes.
Pecorino, I'm guessing.
Big week for goalies.
And
big
Stalock.
Night for goalies.
Yeah.
Alex Stalock with the assist.
It kind of sucks, though, because Stalock had a really nice play.
Stalock had a great
beautiful
play.
No
play.
One cares
no.
because Pecorino scored.
I care.
I care too, but like,
should we interview him about what this means for goalies?
Yeah, what is this? So Matthew Palmqvist, we're here post game interview. Just outstanding performance so far on the podcast. Just
thank you.
Just wanting to know what this means for you and other goalies in the National Hockey League.
Now listen,
that has made stupendous plays, assisting on goals, scoring on goals, just. Wanted to hear your opinion on it.
Now, see, this brings back the whole old school style of goalie play where you're willing to play the puck and you really want to play the puck. It really helps out your defenseman.
More us.
When
it's a hockey interview. More us, please.
When a goalie can go out and play the puck.
Less us, please.
We need to find that medium.
No, it's really stop.
No, he's thinking about it too much. How about let's talk about let's talk about Stalox pass first.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. He got the puck. You're gonna end it.
All right, really perfect. How about Pecorino's?
No, Stalox was really good. He got the puck behind the net. He picked up his head. He saw that Calgary was getting off the ice on a change, and Zuccarello was breaking for the far blue line. Stalox, being the goalie that he is, plays the puck a lot. And just he decided to send it and threw a nice saucer pass to Zuccarello on the tape. Zuccarello goes in. Bardowski's scores.
Matt.
Brent.
Matt right here.
Yep, Brent.
Brent Wallace, North Star cast. great game out there. You know, when a goalie gets the puck, when he starts playing with the puck, is that something he's always looking for? You know, the up ice, either the pass or the shot like that?
No, see, Brent, that's a great question.
Thank you, Matt.
What I really think is it depends on the goalie. You see Alex Stalock, you see Pecorino, who we'll get into in a little bit here, but you see those guys, they really want to play the puck. They want to get out. They want to challenge the other team, challenge the defense. If the goalie doesn't like to play the puck, like, say, a Devan Dubnyk, or isn't good at playing the puck, say, like, a Devan Dubnyk.
You shut your mouth, sir!
Devan?
I'm right here!
It just depends on the goalie. A lot of them aren't playing the puck as much as they can be or could be. It's kind of going away from the game. The trapezoid really hurts. Hurts that goalie playing the puck rule.
Time for two more.
Kyle again, North Star cast. Great game again, by the way.
Thank you.
Moving on to Pecorino's goal. First time a goalie scored since 2013 in the NHL. Joins a group of goalies who have, there's only been about 11 others that have scored an NHL goal as a goalie. What do you think was going through his head? They were up by two with about 30, 40 seconds left in the game. What do you think was going through his head?
Well, what I really think is he thought, you know, Chicago dumped the puck in, and he said, you know what, I'm going to go stop this puck behind the net, and he realized, hey, there's still 30-some-odd seconds left on the clock. I'm just going to go for it. What's going to hurt? We're up by two. You know, the worst thing that's going to happen is there's an icing and a face-off to my left. So he just decided to give her a go, send her, and got a couple nice bounces, rolled right into the net, scores his goal.
Matt.
Yeah, Brent.
Matt.
Yeah, Brent.
Brent Wells, North Star cast. Great game again out there.
thanks.
You want to go golfing sometime?
No. Absolutely.
All right. Good interview, y'all.
Yeah, that was Matt Palmquist of the North Star cast, interviewed by Brent from the North Star cast and Kyle from the North Star cast.
I thought it was really cool. Pekka's golf.
That was a perfect.
It was a really good challenge.
The way he, it wasn't like, I remember, I think it was
Mike Smith?
Cam Ward. Mike Smith is.
Cam Ward? Yep.
He's one of the few. But his was one where it hit off of his stick, and they, like, looked back at it, and he was the last one to touch it, so technically it was his goal.
Yeah.
Kind of like great, you scored, but you didn't really shoot it in.
Yeah.
He did the whole drop the puck, or like the puck came through, looks up, shoots it, goes on one knee, perfect saucer, lands just right in front of the net, boom, goal.
Yeah.
Cheering like he's a 6-year-old first time ever scoring a goal.
I'm sure it was his first time ever scoring a goal.
I think it was. That's what he said in his post-game interview.
But, yeah, I think he's only, like, the 7th goalie out of the 11.
Not yours.
To actually shoot the puck on net instead of being the last one to touch it.
Yeah.
Sorry, real quick. I like how you can go, yeah, I think it was. He did say that in the fucking interview.
I watched the post game.
I think he did it because he said he did it.
But yeah, only he's like the seventh one to actually shoot it on net instead of actually like it just touching him and the other guys taking it down the ice and accidentally score like Jordan Staal against I don't know who it was, probably New Jersey.
Jordan Staal?
Yeah.
He's a goalie?
No, wait, no, Jordan Staal, so it would have hit Martin Brodeur, or yeah, somebody, Chris Mason maybe, for Nashville, and then Jordan Staal took it back and made an errant pass, and it went in.
Oh.
So he was the last Predator to
but he, the puck. He scored on himself.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah,
essentially.
Yep.
Because, isn't it Ron Hextall scored 2?
Yep.
And then Marty Brodeur scored 3.
Yep.
And they were, like, the ones that actually would shoot it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two really, I mean, not started the whole shooting it down the ice. Actually, I think Ron Hextall was the one that started shooting it down the ice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then Billy Smith with the Islanders, he was the goalie for the 1980,
81, 82, 83, 84.
86. Islanders.
Not 86.
Stanley Cup seasons.
Only 4 in a row.
Jose Theodore for Montreal. He scored a goal.
A former Minnesota Wild player.
Indeed.
Right-handed glove.
Yes. He's a weird guy like you and
Randy.
Kyle Strand.
Yep.
Evgeny Nabokov with the Sharks.
Yeah.
He scored.
Good goalie.
Very. Chris Osgood with Detroit.
Good goalie.
He scored. Mike Nironen. You know him?
I don't. No,
Buffalo.
I don't.
He was a Buffalo goalie. Martin Brodeur, we already said. With the Devils. Chris Mason with Nashville. That was in like 04, 07, 06. Somewhere.
Else.
Yeah. Between there. Damian Rhodes. Uncle of Xavier Rhodes, twice removed, for the Ottawa Senators. Cam Ward, like we said earlier, with Carolina, and then Mike Smith in 2013 with Arizona.
Mike Smith is unreal with playing the puck.
So good. The skills competition at the All-Star.
He hit it in like that puck-sized little like thing.
The board went on. When you try and go on the ice in between periods.
Win a car.
Yep.
Shoot it through the hole.
Win Subway for a year.
No one ever
did. If that's all I would win for doing that, I'd be pissed.
I would want college tuition paid for.
Oh, absolutely. Like a half court.
Or a new car.
A half court shot is easier than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you get like 10 grand for a half court shot.
Yeah.
What the heck? But yeah, great night for goalies last night. Alex Stalock with the assist, Pecorino with the goal. Let's keep it going. It's goal.
Could you imagine if that was like a consistent thing that happened?
I wish it was, but I can't imagine.
It would get like oversaturated, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you you guys don't listen to Spit and Chicklets much, do you?
Not a whole lot.
Marty Turco was just on the recent one. He said he was the one who was the first ever goalie to put his glove over the top of his stick. So he would be...
Like the backhand like this?
He would be like you, a lefty.
Yep.
So say his glove is here. He put his glove over the top of the
bottom.
Oh, yeah,
that's how I shoot.
He said he was the first one to ever start doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I believe it.
I mean, he's old.
I don't.
Yeah. Simmons is old. Turco's old.
Because you got to think, like, I don't remember Brodeur ever, he would have it behind it, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a lot easier. It's a lever at that point.
You just
kind of force it around your glove hand.
Yeah. So I thought you would think that's pretty interesting, Brent.
It is.
Brent, I thought you thought that would be pretty interesting.
My God, that's good.
You'll have to take a listen.
Oh, he's got a great image online. Copyright, Paul Allen. Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
Anything else in sports?
Nice.
We didn't bring this up last time, and
on purpose.
We were kind of pressed for time. We were getting close to the time limit that we wanted to set. But we didn't mention the Winter Classic coming to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so what?
That was kind of my MLB into NHL talker.
How'd that go?
It didn't. See, it's right on the top of my page here. See it?
Do you guys see it?
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
Right there?
They saw it.
Mom, do you see it? Mom.
Yep. But yeah, the 2021 Winter Classic presented by Bridgestone is coming to Minneapolis, Minnesota finally. After 14 years?
15, I think it was like
14.
40 some years.
13, 14.
It feels like 40.
40 years.
It feels like 40.
I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
We don't know who we're going to play yet, but...
They're saying either the Blues or the Jets or Colorado.
God,
I would be on board for any of those.
Anything other than the Blackhawks.
Yes.
Because that already happened. Yeah. Me and Brent actually can... Oh, yeah, you were there too.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw you there.
Yep.
You guys
were with Kale and Aaron.
Yep. We all went to the previous outdoor game.
Stadium series.
I'm surprised it's at Target Field.
I'm not.
I am and I'm not. It's kind of a tighter area, so you get a better seat. Like, you get a better view. TCF Bank wasn't bad at
no,
all.
No,
but
I think, that's what I mean.
Think
it's
too
more
far up at that point.
Yeah, but it's more set up for it.
Yeah. More
think
set
about,
up like a ring.
Yeah, think about how far away you're going to be if you're on the top deck of Target Field.
But that's it goes more vertical. It doesn't go out and up. It goes just up.
Okay.
But I get where you're coming from.
Hot takes happening on the North Star cast.
Hot daddy.
Too hot. Too hot in the hot tub.
What is that?
James Brown, SNL, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Too hot to die.
Should I get on in? Yeah. Will it make me sweat? Yeah.
Too hot in the hot tub.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I do, I assume you guys all plan on going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do plan on buying tickets.
Absolutely.
When they become available.
Yep.
When we, I'm sure I can attest to all of you guys as well. Going to the Stadium Series game was more than worth the money spent.
Yeah.
It was a super cool experience. Now the Winter Classic happening January 1st, that's the outdoor game for the NHL.
Yes.
It'll be super cool. I'm excited to see the jerseys.
I am too.
That too, yeah. I'm excited to see the road to the Winter Classic.
Did they still do that?
They do it on
HBO.
HBO, do they?
No, HBO lost it. It was like
Epix.
Oh, yeah, it was Epix.
Epix has been doing it for
Epix
a little bit.
Road to the Winter Classic.
I don't know who that is.
It was another
Showtime, a movie.
Yeah. I don't have that from a significant other / brother, so I don't think I'll be able to watch.
I do not either.
Neither do I. But I'll
watch reruns.
I'll probably
somewhere.
Get the one free trial.
Yeah, one.
And then just binge it.
What a great idea.
Thanks.
I like it. That was good.
Because that would be pretty cool, even though. I feel like they would be, like, really hard on Dumba.
Yep.
And, like, those kinds of guys.
And Dubnyk.
Why?
Deservedly.
Dumba's, like, our guy for the Wild, or for the NHL.
Parisi? Suter?
No.
Zucker.
Dumba's,
Zucker?
He's 24, he's exciting, he's this, he's that, so he's always on...
He is electric.
He's always on the NHL interviews on Instagram, he's always electric. The guy that they talk about, even though he has done absolutely nothing this year.
Right.
Very, very frustrating.
Before he got hurt?
No, he stepped up.
Excuse me?
He has like 100 shots this year. He's got to put a stick on the ice. Put it on the ice. Stop thinking he'll be on a. It'll
you
be.
Sound like my coaches.
Kyle's getting worked up.
Have you ever watched? Do you watch Wild games?
Every so often.
He acts like he's like a Patrick Laine / Alex Ovechkin.
He is
one timer machine.
That's all he can do.
That's all he can do.
He's the number one defenseman in the league.
I would agree with that.
At least top three.
He can. The issue between us three is that we know when we're just trying to get each other going. So, like, but, we play it off so fast.
I just watch him. There's two guys in the passing lane, and he holds up his stick like, I'm open. Like, come on, feed me. The
misses the net,
and then he never hits. And when he does, it's fastest chest in the league by the goaltender. And he has been snake bitten the last few, like, it's been like a few months now since he scored. I think it's been since November since he's had a goal.
That sounds right.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
And it's just been frustrating for the Wild in general. We haven't done anything productive in the last, I think we're like 7-8-2 in our last however many games that is.
Sounds right.
It's like 30 games.
Hold on.
Wait.
Seven.
No, that's right.
Hold on, carry.
No, don't do the math. I got it right.
Carry the.
How
three.
Much did you do? You, how many?
You
said 30.
I said. It's 30. Right. Don't.
Your number's
don't,
right.
Don't,
I'm
don't,
not gonna.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Why is he dividing by two? Why is he dividing by two?
Yeah. It's.
And he said he doubled it. Why is he doubling? It's one game is.
Think of a number.
Now he's now he's doing exponents. Are you gonna find the derivative of that or?
Quantum physics.
Now we're not in math.
Oh yeah, that's math. It's math. That's
yeah. It is 30.
which is a perfect segue into Matt.
What?
Do you have anything else?
Oh, no.
Way to team up, though, man. That's a good team play. That's an Alex Stalock type pass right there. And you blew it. You dumbed it. You dumbed it.
That was a one-timer to dump from Stalock, and you whiffed.
From Stalock?
Yes. Because he's always ready.
He's going to shoot.
He's always ready.
Give it to him behind the net. He's going to shoot.
Offsides?
Forget it.
Give it to me.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
For sports.
Should we talk about these items that we wrote down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the idea for the previous podcast because it was closer to New Year's, but we were a little excited for the keg league party, but I had the idea, we've done it before in the past, or last year, of what we want, 2020 resolutions for the podcast.
Yeah.
I had us each give three resolutions for the podcast that we wanted to meet or whatever. I don't even know what you guys wrote yet. So I'd say we do we want to do all three at once or one at a time and then go that way?
I think one at a time.
One at a time.
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll start.
Yes.
My first resolution for 2020 is I would like to have more videos.
I like
have
that.
Us do more videos like the beer challenge video. Thank you for everyone who liked it and shared it. I think it said we had over 700 views on the video.
Did we really?
Yeah. So
just shot them.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
I think that's meaning that someone actually just like clicked on it. I don't know about like the average viewing time and all of that.
I will say I had a lot of people like that I know don't listen to this come up to me and like, I watched your video, dude. It was really good.
Yeah.
I had extended family members that I saw over Christmas say that.
Yep. Yeah, that was a lot of my Christmas conversations, startups, where I watched your beer challenge video. My closest family said that it was a little long and kind of boring for them. Like my brother and my mom said, he's like, it's kind of long. And like, you guys got to get a little bit more excited about stuff. So we were,
this one is Bud Light.
so we got to be a little bit more enthusiastic, I guess, for the next video. But I set a number for 5 videos this year that we could do, just different challenges / videos that we think of. And so that's my first one.
Yeah. I'll go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. My first one is, we kind of started this already, just texting back and forth, but get sponsors and get them set for sure. So we've got Megs and Pigs Bakes. We've got another one in the works in the pipeline. But I just getting more sponsors for this show so we can kind of expand our equipment, kind of improve on it, and get the word out there. Because if we have sponsors and they're getting our message out there, I really think that'll broaden our horizon and kind of get us more listeners and more a bigger audience.
Promo code North Star.
North Star.
Promo code North Star. So I get used to saying that.
I have a couple.
No, just one. Just the first one.
Just the first
one. Well, they all kind of tie together.
That's well, then okay, you'll just get your chance.
To go along with yours, Kyle, because I did say make more videos. Mine is also make it like a YouTube channel.
Like, I agree with that a lot.
And make the YouTube channel, like, we do the some videos separate with it, but also have just get some cameras set so we can video ourselves making this and put it as like a dual. Like, we also put our podcast, video cast, whatever we want to call it, on YouTube too. So it's the us recording the podcast, just a video of us doing it, because we do some funky things here that you don't catch on a mic. And then,
because it's a podcast,
and then do some separate things like the beer challenge and different things like that.
I completely agree with that.
I do too.
My second one is which we've been trying to do more of, but we just keep scheduling conflicts and stuff, is do more podcasts that have an interview setting to it. So. So we've talked about having Sammy Peterson on the podcast. Still have to get that figured out. Yeah. Just having one of our friends come on, and then we just have them be the main person.
Yeah.
And just because we don't really know anyone like super like famous or something like that. I think it would be we would be cool. We just did like a little skit on Matty P. being interviewing, just interviewing somebody, asking them questions, maybe just about themselves or their opinions on things, because most of our opinions stay the same.
Yeah.
So
I like that. Kind of going right off of that, my next one was introducing more guests to the show, or just having more people join. We've got a lot of really fun friends, a lot of guys that know a lot about sports too. Like Wes, we had him on last week, but just getting more people on the show, going back what you said, Kyle, just to get different opinions and see what other people say, because we pretty much could finish each other's sandwiches at this point.
Sentences.
Salamander. Salamander, he was going to say.
To touch on that, I also said have more guests, but also don't worry about sports so much when they're in.
Yeah,
I think a lot of times we get caught up in our daily show or like what we do, our normal show, and I think we put out better content when it's us. I think people do like our conversations because we're weird. Mm-hmm. Our conversations are very different, and I think we are open on the mic, like. This is who we are.
Yeah.
I think we are pretty comfortable on them.
Yeah.
But when guests come in, just talk about bullshit. Don't worry about so much about the sports.
Yeah.
And we have done that over the last couple months here.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even touch on Timberwolves. We didn't touch on. Yeah. The only reason we touched on hockey was because there was a goalie goal.
Well, that's the part of the reason why it's our podcast.
So yeah.
Matty P's a goalie. He wants to talk about goalie stuff. So we're going to talk about goalie stuff.
Yeah, next time let's cut that segment.
Yeah.
We'll
take it on. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear what?
Nothing, Matt.
But, just don't worry about sports so much, but have the guests on. And like you said, just get to know them and let them talk.
Yeah.
Going off of that again. Mine is more random rather than just sports, is what I wrote down. So literally what Brent just said, seems like we wrote our lists together, Brent.
We did.
I like when we go off on tangents and it there's no sort of rhyme or reason for what we're talking about. It's just us having conversation, and wherever it goes, that's where it goes.
Yep.
And I don't think we I feel like I personally feel worried that we don't talk about something, which I don't think I should even have, because we can talk about whatever we want. If we don't get to it, then we'll talk about it together. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So just be ourselves more, I guess, is what
I'd agree.
Is what I was going with for my third and final
resolution. I do like that. I like the randomness.
Yeah.
My headphones just quit out.
Oh.
So I stopped hearing.
See, this is where we need the camera, because that face was priceless. It was a, what is going on?
I couldn't hear myself talk, so I thought something else happened. But my last one, it's kind of the opposite of what, I love going on tangents and everything. But my last one is coming prepared to each show with notes. I've been doing it the past couple days, or the past couple episodes, but just coming prepared with talking points that we don't have to stay on track of.
Yeah.
Because I like going that random route, but just the tangents.
And that doesn't have to say that it's sports either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then kind of a subsection for that one is making, now that we're...
You only get three.
Now that we're, it's 3A. But now that we're back and using our mixer, we're able to use that soundboard again. So making sounders for like the MLB news, the NHL news, the NBA, NFL. So just getting back in and making sound bites for things.
I do agree with the notes.
Yeah,
I agree.
I wrote some things down that we probably won't get to, but just to write things down, it makes me think about the podcast and gets my mind moving for having conversation.
My last one, I stole it straight from the Power Trip. I want to bet $500, not individually, between us all. So like this first one is $60. Like, we've already bet $60 with this NFL football thing. So I want to make $500 worth in bets. This
You want to make a profit of $500, or
no,
you just want to...
Like, the whole show, the ticket. There is $500 exchanged in whichever way.
Okay. That might be tough after football.
I mean, it doesn't have to be football.
That's true.
We've got golf coming up.
We've got golf.
Four Masters tournaments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
or
like...
Not Masters, that
alone,
but it's majors.
15,000.
Yeah.
Right
like
there,
that.
So...
No, it's like, I think those are like... Last year, we paid out like $100 for each one. Like, we had a good group on that.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Those were good.
Even though I suck at picking golfers.
I want to get to 500. I'm going to keep track of them,
of
all of our bets, so that way we actually pay up too. Speaking of that, we still need to decorate you and make up.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that could be, like 2 years ago?
We should
be one of the videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should do that for... I say we do it, but don't say why.
Just a video.
We're just doing a video, but we never mentioned that you have makeup.
But you guys should have, like, Brittany do it, or Miranda do it, so it's like really good.
Yeah.
So
it looks like I'm have like eyeshadow and like the whole nine yards.
Oh, I love that.
And
like just caked on.
Yeah, and then I should have it on for that video, and then we do a podcast.
Yeah,
and I have it on for the.
Yeah, but yeah, that was my last one, and then with the sponsorship part of it, there's actually some money flowing now, which is very good.
Yeah.
And that means we can upgrade some stuff.
Exactly.
Which would be very helpful. This is a nice setup. This is our best setup. We have the other mic that we've been using, but just getting some different things, getting some smaller things that would just be helpful for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Definitely.
I mean,
once we get those sponsorships, so if any listeners know of anyone that is willing to or would want to sponsor us, we are always open.
That is correct. Yeah, we're in an hour here, just over an hour. So
more initials games too. More
games.
I agree with that.
I do enjoy playing games, whether it's just us or we bring in two other people to play or something. I love playing games. And
like we change up the studio for like a video for initials, and we have the four of us or whoever is here. Like if we have like Geki and Perry on something.
Yeah, we I do like, so after the Super Bowl, we'll be going on to season 4. About what time we started.
April 21st was our first episode.
Yeah.
Of
so
2017.
17? When did you, what year did you turn 21? Why? Because it was the weekend after you turned 21.
Yeah, it's 2017.
We were down in Mankato.
2017.
Perfect. Nice.
So we're just gonna go Super Bowl, I think. Unless, do you want to do it on our anniversary?
No, we don't have to. Okay. We can just.
That's fine.
I mean, we'll be doing it.
We don't have to do anything.
We're doing a podcast weekly.
True. But yeah,
I'm not mad.
Just season 4, and
no,
I'm
it's not. You know what? I just think it's funny that.
Whoa.
We're gonna end this now.
Did you look up your day yet?
No.
Actually, could you turn down my mic? I gotta pee.
Good luck. Be safe. Have fun.
Oh, got it. Get under it.
All right. Good luck. Oh my god, that's so loud.
That?
Yeah.
Moving?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I can't
hear you. I'm the only one with headphones on. That was a good joke for myself then. And for the listeners,
we're going for colorblind jokes again, aren't we? Cool.
What was I looking at?
I don't know.
A date.
What were you talking about for Super Bowl though? The weekend.
Oh, or? Just yeah. The, like that's kind of
that starts season 4.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah, that'll be kind of the end into season 4, which I'd like to know how many. I think we said 50, I think, was our goal going into this year.
Yeah.
No, something just ran by.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I just saw the light through the window.
Oh.
Car? It could be. Because they were turning
next
right
to the street.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we did. It's got to be close.
I bet we're at 30.
We're close to half.
I bet we're more at 30.
30 episodes for this season, this whole season.
Yeah. We probably should keep better track of that.
Yeah. And
And it does have it on Anchor. It does have a.
But we didn't start Anchor until. Oh, yeah, we did start it.
Yeah, it's been going this whole time.
Yeah.
You're back left. I'll wait till you adjust. How's it going, Kyle?
Work.
Oh boy.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, how are ya?
But yeah, so that'll be the start of season 4. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Right. 4 years.
We're old.
Yeah, we are.
What are we all? You'll be 24 in April.
You will be.
I will be.
We're both. Me and Maddie P are both 24 now. We started when we were all. 21.
We
did.
3 years. 21.
God, and to think this all stemmed from
a joke.
A night in a hot tub where alcoholic beverages were consumed.
It was a joke.
It was, yeah. It
was
legitimately
a joke.
I've always had the thought of doing stuff like this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you had more of like the real thought of it.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, man. Whoa.
Sorry, I came here.
Because it's just, like, you think about how much we've stayed in contact over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Even through college and stuff, we always made an effort to go once a week for the podcast. And,
Or tried to, or whenever anybody was home.
Is this the first year that... First year, technically, because fall is when we were actually able to do podcasts rather than just the summer. This is the first full year where we can do a podcast. every week.
Yeah, because you guys were in school last year.
Yeah.
This was the first full season.
Yeah, first year. You guys were down in Mankato. I was in Duluth. Yeah. Last year, you were here. Kyle was in Mankato. I was in Duluth. And now
that's like a really good feeling to think about too. Like we don't have to stop. We don't like. Like, of course, we'll probably, there's be, like, vacation.
There's been a couple weeks where we're, like, take the week off,
which is completely understandable. But to be somewhat consistent rather than taking, when we only can do it for 3 months out of the year rather than all 12, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. All right. You want to put a wrap to it?
I'm good. You good?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Sir. I'm not Matt Palmquist.
I'm not Kyle Moore.
Okay, now I'm Matt Palmquist.
His phone's spiderwebbed. I'm Kyle Moore.
Did not, Mom. I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Do you have any?
Yeah. Loads our house up.
Good.
Loads our hose up. Thank you again to Megs and Pegs Bakes. Go message them on Facebook for $6 off every month. That's $30 a month for 24 delicious cookies. Just use the promo code
North Star.